Hi, Rick Barraza. Welcome to the final quick start in our series, Migrating Applications from Windows Phone 7 to Windows 8. In this quick start, we're going to look at a couple breakaway features for Windows 8 applications. So up till now, we kind of covered everything required to migrate your application to Windows 8. Now there are a couple things you might want to take advantage of once you have migrated that can really add some nice polish to your application. Most notably, we'll be looking at search contracts and sharing contracts. Now in the blog post down below, we also cover snapping because that is a Windows 8 feature, but we covered it already in depth in yesterday's quick start handling styles, because snapping and semantic zoom, you kind of really have to understand how they work together to really get semantic zoom. And since semantic zoom was a styling issue, we went ahead and put that there. So if you're looking for content, for video content describing how to handle snapping, that would be yesterday's quick start on quick start 4 on handling styles. But now let's look at the other breakaway features, which is how do we use contracts in our Windows 8 application. So we'll go ahead and see how easy it is to snap in search, and in this case also snap in sharing. Those are two contracts we really wanted to use for Khan Academy because they make the most amount of sense. Khan Academy, there are a lot of videos on there. So how can we leverage search without needing to reinvent our wheel and also have these experiences that the operating system is going to start promoting, right? Under our Windows design philosophy of winning as one, we really want to have a common set of gestures, a common set of interactions across applications so that people get used to, here's how I search. So let's fire this up. And let's actually go to Windows first so we can see how this works. In the operating system, Windows 8, I can press Windows C, brings up my side panel. One of these charm bars here, we have search, we have share, we have devices, right? So if I come into search, now I could search at the OS level, right? I can maybe type calculus, or I have calc, I have calculator. But I can see over here that I also have applications that have registered as supporting search. And sure enough, here's our viewer for Khan Academy. If I just click on that, the OS automatically goes to Khan Academy and does everything it needs to do behind the scenes to basically say, hey, you're registered as a search provider. Somebody is wanting to search you with the phrase calc. And I can update this real time. Maybe instead of calc, I want to do Fibonacci. Okay, that's not how you spell it. Let's just do Fibo. Sure enough, there we go. So I can be typing in my search here at the OS level. I'm hitting a particular application that we've registered as a search provider, and we see that the results come up around here. So that's all good, but we could also, just prove the point, if we came in straight to the application, search also works in line the exact same way. If I'm in my application and I wanted to search for something, I could go ahead and customize some type of thing if I really wanted to, but it's better to leverage that contract so that we have the shared experience across devices, across users. So again, I would Windows C, bring in my side, bring in my charms, type in search, and now it definitely is application specific. We've already defaulted to viewer for search for Khan Academy, and here let's say I type in Gates. I see all the videos has to do with Bill Gates. Now, a couple things you'll notice. I'm going to be requesting something or doing a query while I'm typing this in. Did you notice how this was updating dynamically? So there's the Gates notes, primaries and coppices, complex numbers. Maybe if I change that to Bill Gates, we see that Bill Gates talks about Khan Academy. So we see how this search panel is dynamic. And when I actually want to commit to the phrase and I enter here, I get back to my search results right over here. Pop in the video, and I see my results. So that's how the search experience looks like. Let's go ahead and look at the code, and then we'll come back and see how sharing is handled. So let's go back to the code.
Impact, actually, that I'm seeing through Khan Academy.
Okay, so here on the Khan Academy code, I am inside of appxaml.cs. We're going to go back to our good friend, the launch app function. We've been seeing this all throughout the quick starts. We know it's the entry point for our application. In our case, it's where we instantiated our data source provider, our Khan data source up here. It's also where we would initially start off our navigation. Let me close this region so we can see that. It's where once we created our data provider, we got a reference to the frame, and then we navigate by doing a root frame navigate type of passing in the page we want, so HUD page. All this happens right away. Now, we've skipped over this region up until now on this search region here, so now we get to expand that out. But here's where you define and register up your application for basically saying, hey, I want to be registered as a search provider here. So if we come into search pane, we'll come into the region, we'll see that the first thing we do is we grab a reference to the search pane. We see that it's here at this top level, search pane, get for current view. Once we have that, we then start setting properties. We're saying the placeholder text is going to be Search Khan Academy. And then most importantly, once a query is submitted, just as we saw in our demo, we're going to need to take that query somewhere. So in our case, we're saying when a query is submitted, here's the handler, and do Khan Academy search results page activate, and then you basically handle it up from there, from the search results page, which we have right over here, search results page XAML. But now let's see how the suggestions are handled real time, because this part makes sense. Hey, we've typed in a query, you press go, and a new page comes in and it handles the query. That stuff, the code is there, you can walk through it to understand it. The part that was really neat was the dynamic updating of the search string. So this part up here gives you that out of the box, type in a string, tell it what page you want to go to, and then handle it on that page. But let's see how the suggestions are working. For the search pane suggestion requests, you're registering up with the search pane because we just grabbed the reference to it right here. So suggestions requested, you're going to be typing something. And so the first thing it does, we come through, we can see that we grab a reference using link. We have a suggestion. We grab a collection of all the videos that have that phrase somewhere in its title, recurring the titles or its descriptions, the name, the description. We're grabbing a collection of those videos that match that text, so that's now stored in videos. And then for each video item in that collection, we're going ahead and popping it in to our suggestion args, right? Request search suggestion collection append query suggestion, and then we're defining how we want to pop that in as the title. So this is if we've had any videos. Now if we have come up with videos, we also have the ability of recommending a particular one. Now, we implemented a very basic recommendation, right? Grab the first one, let's recommend that. You could add much more advanced logic if your application warrants it for some reason. But here we're basically saying, hey, is there, you know, can we grab one of those videos? Does one exist? If so, we're grabbing it as a recommendation. If one exists, then we update some of the adjusters to add a separator, right? So we can say recommended. Here's one we recommend, and then here's up to three other search results. So this is how we create that dynamic search updating here in the code. It's really, it's a great, great feature. We went from talking about implementing search to basically implementing search in less than a day by going in, looking online on our samples. You guys have the added benefit of having access to the code, so just download and look at what we did here. The problem's already solved for you there. You might also want to check out the search results page and see how that handles the query manipulation. There's another Windows feature that we wanted to add, and that is sharing. So let's see how that works here. There's this great feature that we added called sharing. And again, if we open up our charms bar, we see that here's the search feature that we were looking at. We don't have another Play2 monitor set up right here, so I can't show you that. But if you look at the code, we did implement the Play2 device contract, which is also off the video page, which we'll be looking at. But we'll also be looking at the sharing link. Now, right now, there isn't anything selected to share. So we enabled that contract when you're actually at a video. So let's say I come in to watch this awesome video on what is information theory. It starts off. I really like it.
Share an idea. She could draw a picture, make it.
So I'm enjoying it. At this point, I want to share this video. So let's see, I'd go ahead and do that. I fire up my, I swipe in from the right. I come over to share, and let's see how this looks like. I click share. The operating system asks me, how do I want to share it? I have two apps currently that are registered as being able to share. So I'm going to click mail. It opens up my mail, and you'll see that it automatically pre-populates with the title of the video. gives a description, added a thumbnail, and even provided a link back to the original video off of Khan Academy. So all this automatically came in for me, right? So let's look at how do we do this in code, because that's pretty neat. I can be anywhere in my application. I have content I want to share. If you set up this contract right, the operating system comes in and gives you those charms, gives you that built-in behavior that the entire operating system is going to be promoting. We want a lot of applications all interacting the exact same way. So share becomes something that's very natural. It's a great buy-in we have into the operating system directly. So that was pretty neat. Watching a video, hey, I want to share it. Right away, it popped in all the information, ready to send it to an email. So in this case, I'll send it to Joel Martinez, just to bug him. We'll do Brian Peak. There you go, send that off. Great. So let's close this out. Let's look at that code. There we go. So let's start. Now, the search code we saw was on app.xamlcs. Since we're sharing off of the video page, that's where the code for sharing is going to be handled. So if we look at video page, it also has been is of type layout aware page right here, inherits from layout aware page. And so we're going to see the override function that we need for sharing. It's one function, but it might not be automatically intuitive. So let's go ahead and find it. Here it is, right here. Protected override data requested. So that's about it. This is the function that we're overriding to get sharing hooked up. It's protected override when data requested comes in. We share, we have the data transfer manager as a sender, data request event args, and this is how we did it. We grab a reference to what the data context is for our page. Remember, this is our video playback page. So the data context that's been passed in is already that video item that they had navigated to. So we grab a reference back to that video item, or to the data context as a video item, and then we populate the arguments. We want to say the request, the data, the title property, we have the video name, the description, we have the description, and then we can do a set URI and pass it along from there. And that's pretty much how it works. Now you'll also find some other good code here in video page. We have the Play2 Manager code, showing if you do want to support those devices, so maybe you're watching the viewer for Khan Academy app on your tablet, you go up to a network, you do have a Play2 device, so you can swipe in and just kind of shoot it out straight from there. We have the code involved there, as well as some more breakdown down in the blog below. And so again, it's not that difficult to snap in these contracts that the operating system provides to all applications, so all Windows Store 8 applications. They're there for your taking. You might want to think about them. It's a great addition if you are migrating your application from phone to Windows 8. So that pretty much wraps up the quick starts. I hope you've enjoyed them. I think we've covered quite a bit. If you have questions, again, ask them down below in the forums, or go ahead and shoot us an email with our contact information involved. Any other questions, please let us know. Again, hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget that the source is freely available off of GitHub. Again, we'd want to give a tremendous amount of thanks to Joel Martinez, who really took point on busting out this port to Windows 8. And Brian Peak and I definitely came in and helped out in certain key areas to leverage all of this learning. But again, this is Joel's baby. It was his baby on the phone. He decided to give it out to the community here on Windows 8. So please also give a shout out and an email of thanks to Joel Martinez. The source code for this is off of GitHub, Joel Martinez, Khan Academy for WinRT. Everything we've talked about in all five videos are there. Download the code. Check out Joel Martinez's blog as well on codecube.net, where he's blogged extensively about other issues. And again, hope you've enjoyed the quick starts. And we'd love to see what you're going to do for the Windows 8 launch. Let's get our apps out there, take advantage of the contracts, and just have a lot of fun. Great. Thanks, everybody.